Mental influence. The Lord has shown me that many who are always complaining, and are apparently feeble, are not in so bad a condition as they think. Some of them have a powerful will, which, if exercised in the right direction, would control the imagination, and be a potent means of resisting disease, but it is too frequently the case that the will is on the wrong side, and stubbornly refuses to yield to reason. That will has settled the matter, invalids they are, and the attention given to invalids they will have, irrespective of the judgment of others. Thousands are sick and dying around us who might get well and live, if they would. But their imagination controls them. They fear they will be made worse if they engage in any physical labor, when this is just the change they need. They should exercise their willpower and rise above their difficulties, engage in useful employment suited to their strength, and forget that they have aching backs, sides, lungs, and heads. Let invalids have an exalted aim in life, seeking to be useful and efficient in their own families, and to become useful members of society. Let them not require the attention of the whole family to be centered on themselves, nor draw largely upon the sympathies of others. Let them do their part in bestowing love and sympathy upon the unfortunate, remembering that each has woes and trials peculiar to himself. In thus blessing others, they will realize an abundant blessing themselves. Those who, so far as it is possible, engage in the work of doing good to others, by giving practical demonstration of their interest in them, are not only relieving the ills of life and helping them to bear burdens, but are at the same time contributing largely to their own health of soul and body. Doing good is a work that benefits both giver and receiver. If you forget self in your interest for others, you gain a victory over your own infirmities. The pleasure of doing good animates the mind, and vibrates through the whole body. If thou clothe the naked, and bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, and deal thy bread to the hungry, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily.